Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Angeline.
And today, Angeline, we're talking about a great work of literature. Literature, of course, being writing, books, generally serious writing, something that's kind of classic and well-known and very popular. And the book we're going to be looking at for the next couple of days is The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, all about fantasy worlds, other worlds.
That's cool.
In this case, through a cupboard,
but
worlds of the imagination. So what do you think? Do you think there are other worlds out there? Do you think that this is the only world that we have, the one we live in now?
I used to be really naive, and I used to think that there weren't aliens or other creatures
Why
living in
the world.
Why is that
naive? Why is that kind of innocent and childlike to think that there aren't aliens?
I don't know. I actually still don't really believe in aliens, but people around me all tell me that there are aliens.
They know? How do they know?
They don't know, but they just assume.
Because people know how big space is, it's more like there must be something out there. But, you know, of course we don't know. But, yeah, it's a good bet, but I think it's only a bet. What about somewhere like Middle Earth, like in The Lord of the Rings or
a magical land
like that? Do you think there's ever been a place?
I honestly don't think so. No. I'm a very practical person.
All right. Well, maybe after we read The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, you'll believe in the magical land of Narnia, because that's where we're going. So buckle up, sit down, open your eyes, and check out our article. We'll be back to talk about it in a sec.
Reading
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. During World War II, four children are sent away from their home in London to live in the countryside. Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy Pevensie live in an old house. One day, Lucy finds an old wardrobe and goes inside it. To her surprise, it's the entrance to a magical winter world. Lucy walks through the snow and finds a lamppost. There, she is greeted by Mr. Tumnus, a faun. He tells Lucy the evil white witch has cast a spell on the country, which is called Narnia. It will always be winter in Narnia while she's ruling the roost. When Lucy returns, she tells the others about Narnia, but they don't believe her. Later, however, Edmund also goes into the wardrobe. He meets a woman who calls herself the Queen. She feeds Edmund Turkish delight and tells him she'll make him a prince. The Queen asks him to bring his brother and sisters back to Narnia. Edmund agrees to do so.
Okay, so our article begins by giving us a sentence to sort of set up the action, to show us what's going on at the very beginning of the book, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And it says, during World War II, four children are sent away from their home in London to live in the countryside. Yes, this was a very popular or common thing to do, probably not popular. People did it because they wanted their kids to be safe. Because at the beginning of World War II, of course, the Germans were dropping bombs on London, and people didn't want the kids to be hurt or killed, so they sent them out to live in the countryside where they weren't dropping so many bombs. When you send someone away, that means you basically tell them or force them to leave a place, all right? If there's someone at your home you don't want, you'll open the door and say, get out of here. You're sending that person away. Sometimes people will send their kids away to school. You might send your older kids away to college. Maybe they want to go.
But
sending them away sort of gives the idea that someone is giving someone else an order. You must leave here. I have to send you away.
And then we also saw that word countryside, right? So the children were sent away to live in the countryside. The countryside, 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 is land that is away from busy cities and towns. So there you'll probably see lots of fields, a lot of fruits and vegetables might grow there.
Sure.
And also farms, woods. Yeah, where animals live. For example, we can say Dawn never moved to the city because she preferred the quiet life of the countryside.
All right. So imagine you're a young kid and you have to leave your mom and dad, leave your home, go off to the country, live with a family that you don't know, maybe on a farm or something. The only thing you might have would be brothers and sisters. If you can go with them, that would be something. But imagine how scary that would be for young kids. Well, the kids in our story, they are a family. They are brothers and sisters. So that's good for them. It says Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy Pevensey live in an old house. So there's four kids, two boys, two girls, and they live out in an old house in the countryside.
Then our article says, one day, Lucy finds an old wardrobe and goes inside it. Okay, so a wardrobe is a piece of furniture, kind of like a very large cupboard, and you use it to hang your clothes in. You can actually also call a wardrobe a closet.
Sure, absolutely. So she goes into a wardrobe. I believe they're just playing, right? They're playing like hide and seek,
yeah.
Or, you know, you got to find the other kids. But this is a very special wardrobe. It says, to her surprise, it's the entrance to a magical winter world. Wow. If something happens to your surprise, or if it happens much to your or to a person's surprise, that means it's just very surprising. It's a big shock. It's something they do not expect. So you could say, to my surprise, my friends had organized a birthday party for me. You didn't know about it. You were very surprised.
Okay, so this wardrobe is an entrance. Entrance is our vocabulary word, and it can refer to a door, a gate that you go through to enter a place. An entrance, E-N-T-R-A-N-C-E. For example, we could say, the entrance of this hotel is from Main Street. So the way for you to get into this hotel, you need to go on Main Street.
Okay. And it's a magical entrance to a magical winter world. Magical is spelled M-A-G-I-C-A-L, M-A-G-I-C-A-L, and it's an adjective and it means having to do with magic or something that's very, very, very special, very unusual, the kind of thing that you would remember for the rest of your life. So, of course, we can see a magical trick or a magical show or something, but you could also just have a magical day with your friends, like a really great special day when maybe some wonderful or unusual things happen. We can also describe things as being magical, things that are a little bit different. For example, we could say the lights of Paris at night are truly magical.
So they go in. So actually, Lucy, she's entering a magical winter world. So I guess the reason why she knows it's a winter world is because it's probably really cold. And maybe she sees something.
Maybe snow.
Our article says Lucy walks through the snow.
Ah, there you go.
And finds a lamp post. Okay, so the word lamp post is made by combining two words, lamp and post. So lamp is an object that produces light. It uses electricity, oil, or gas to produce this light. And a post is a piece of wood or maybe even a piece of metal that is set in the ground in a standing position. Okay, so a lamp post is a post with a lamp on top.
Ah, that makes sense. And that's not the only thing she finds. By the lamppost, it says, there she is greeted by Mr. Tumnus, a fawn. Wow, that's another magical thing you would not expect to see. She was greeted by this person. I'll call it a person. To greet someone, well, greet is spelled G-R-E-E-T, G-R-E-E-T, greet. And it basically is very similar to the verb to welcome someone. If someone comes to your house and knocks on the door, you will go to the door, you will open the door, you will say, hey, welcome, come on in, you know, can I get you a drink or something like that. You're greeting that person. You are making them feel welcome when they first arrive at a place. For example, the hotel staff greeted the visitors as they walked up to the front desk, right? They welcome you to the hotel. And there she found a fawn.
So a fawn is an ancient Roman god. And get this, guys, because this is a very interesting person creature. It has a face and body of a man. Okay,
yes.
So imagine a face and a body of a man and the legs and horns of a goat.
Oh, kind of like Pan, The Roman god Pan or the Greek god Pan is often drawn that way. I believe also fawn is what we call a female deer.
Is it spelled the same
way? Oh, no, sorry, that's a baby deer. That would be a baby deer. It's a stag, a doe is the mom, and the fawn, like Bambi. Bambi in the movie is a fawn, I believe. But in this story, it's a mythical animal. These, of course, are not real animals, but we find them in old Greek and Roman stories, and they often appear in fairy tales, kind of like the book we're reading now. Now, this fawn not only is a little bit strange-looking, but can also talk.
Ooh.
Amazing. We told you it was a magical land. And the article tells us he, the fawn, Mr. Tumnus, he tells Lucy the evil white witch has cast a spell on the country, which is called Narnia. All right, here we have our bad guy or bad girl. In this case, it's a witch. A witch is someone who uses magic for evil, and that someone is a woman. All right, a witch, a warlock, we might say, for a man, a sorcerer or something like that. I mean, I guess you could maybe say Hermione is a witch, but she's a good witch, possibly, from the Harry Potter books, because she's a girl or a young woman who uses magic. But generally, witches are evil. They often are ugly, right? They have those pointy hats. They fly around on brooms.
They have a scary laugh, too.
Hang around with black cats. Can you do a witch's laugh?
I think it's like,
yeah, like that kind of thing. And what do witches and other magic-using people do? They cast spells on people or over people or things. So cast a spell on somebody or something, cast a spell over somebody or something. That's basically to use magic to control a person or to attack a person or to hurt them. So when Harry Potter, you know, makes something disappear, he's casting a spell on that thing to make it disappear.
And then our article says, it will always be winter in Narnia while she being the evil white witch, ruling the roost, while she's ruling the roost. Okay, so to rule the roost means to be in complete control or to be the person who makes all the decisions in a group. Let's listen to our shortcut for you to learn more about this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
This farm is such an interesting place.
Yeah, it's nice to be out in the fresh air.
Look at that chicken. Coo, coo, coo! He thinks he's the boss.
Yep, he's certainly ruling the roost.
What does that mean?
If someone rules the roost, they're in charge. A roost is the place where birds, including chickens,
coo, coo, coo!
Come to rest at night. So if you rule it, you are the boss.
I understand. Rule the roost means 主宰一切,支配一切.
That's right.
So who rules the roost in our office?
Clearly you do.
And don't you forget it.
I won't. I'd be too chicken to argue.
Coo, coo, coo!
Okay, back to our article. It says, when Lucy returns, she tells the others about Narnia, but they don't believe her. So she gets back through the wardrobe to the old house. She finds her brothers and sisters, tells them the story, and they're like, what? What happened to you? Did you get hit on the head? Did you eat too much sugar? You don't make sense. That's a crazy story they're hearing from their sister.
I probably wouldn't believe her either.
Probably not. Yeah. You think she's dreaming or something.
Okay, and then it says, later, however, Edmund also goes into the wardrobe.
Oh, Lucy's brother. And what happens to Edmund? Well, he meets a woman who calls herself the queen. So he also goes to this magical land of Narnia. He doesn't meet the fawn, but he meets the queen. And the queen seems to be quite nice to him.
Seems like it, because it says, our article says, she feeds Edmund Turkish delight and tells him she'll make him a prince.
Wow.
Okay, so let's take a look at first Turkish delight, okay? It's like a candy, and it's prepared from starch. I guess it's kind of like a flour, kind of, and sugar. And it's filled with dry fruits, honey, or nuts. And it has kind of a sticky texture, kind of like chewing gum, I guess, and comes in cubes with powdered sugar sprinkled on them. So it's kind of like a dessert.
Yeah, it's kind of like muaji. It's kind of like
that's
true. You can find it here, actually. I saw some the other day, not to advertise the store, but you know Jalafu? I found some there in sort of the foreign food. I was really surprised to see it, but it's quite nice.
You bought it?
No, we didn't. Oh, okay. We didn't buy any. Mm-hmm. I bought some of last year, but it's if you like candy mm-hmm. and chocolate, but you find it a little too sweet, mm-hmm. you might like Turkish Delight.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then we had that other word, prince. The, mm-hmm. the queen said that she would make that young boy Edmund a prince. A prince, P-R-I-N-C-E, P-R-I-N-C. This, of course, is a noun. The prince is the son of a king or a queen. So if a king or a queen have a baby boy, that is going to be a prince. For example, we would say Prince Charles will become the King of England or the King of Britain when his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, dies.
Okay. And then our article says the queen asks him to bring his brother and sisters back to Narnia.
Ooh, okay. Maybe that's going to be fun, or maybe it's not, but it says Edmund agrees to do so. So she asks him to do this. If he agrees, he says, okay, I'll do that. Good move, bad move. We'll have to find out next time, but for now, we're going to come back with our chat question.
For you, chat.
And here we go. Let's look at the chat question for today. Ooh, it's about magic.
Is it? What is it about?
Cool. Well, the question we have is, if you could cast magic spells, what kind of spell would you cast and why? So let's say that you've gone to Hogwarts,
mm-hmm.
you've passed all of your magic and spell and potion and whatever classes,
mm-hmm.
you've played Quidditch, you fell in love with Ron Weasley, all that stuff's happened, but now you've graduated, now you've finished your magical education,
mm-hmm.
what would you think would be the most common or useful spells you would cast?
Can I pick more than one?
Of course,
okay.
Sure.
The first one that I might want to cast is one to make people shut up.
Make people shut up.
Or be quiet if you guys want to be.
Okay.
It's nicer that way to say
okay.
it. Yeah. You know, when somebody talks too much or maybe they say something that's mean or whatever,
yes.
and just cast a spell and then.
That would be good.
They can't say anything.
That noisy guy on the MRT who's yelling in his phone or in the restaurant. That would be good. People who are giving you news you don't want to hear, well, that might be bad for you. People are being mean to you. That's a good one. Making people shut up.
What about you?
Oh, I don't know. Well, along those, I don't know if that would be possible. Make people be nice to each other.
Oh, maybe.
You know,
I think that's possible.
A politician on TV, Donald Trump, saying mean things about other people, I could just change his heart and turn him into
better.
A nice guy. But I've never actually read or seen a movie where they had that kind of magic. So maybe there's things I'm not thinking about. I guess, okay, here's the one I would definitely use.
What
instant travel.
Ooh,
right? No plane tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You can just say, I want to be in Germany. Boom, you're there. I want to be in Australia.
That's so cool.
Boom, you're there. Not necessarily to travel to other planets or other times. Just cut out the train, cut out the bus.
You'd save a lot of money.
and time. You could wake up, brush your teeth, have breakfast, and then boom, you're at school or you're at work.
That's cool.
I think that would be a good one.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. What's another one you could think of?
Maybe
something a little more evil.
Evil? An evil one.
Something you might use for evil if you were an evil witch like the White Queen.
I might want to turn people into something ugly.
Oh, turn them into frog
or
some kind of disgusting animal. That would
like
be
a cockroach.
That would be a good one.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know, again, what would happen after you did that?
They'd just be stuck like that forever.
Well, no, but if you turn someone, for example, into a giant frog, then they could eat you with their long, sticky tongue.
So I'll specifically want small, small frogs,
like
small
turning
cockroaches.
The prince, the handsome prince into a little frog, and then you get a silly princess to kiss him if she really wants to. Okay, that's a good one.
Any others for you?
Well, I mean, this is one that I think would be useful to turn yourself, and it's in Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. I think he uses a cloak, a special clothing. Uh-huh. Turn yourself invisible.
Oh, so no one can see you.
Yeah, now you could use that for evil like sneak into a bank and steal all their money. I would just use it if I saw someone that I didn't want to talk to.
Oh.
You know, oh, there's that guy, and oh, I'm in the same restaurant, and when he turns around, he'll see me. I'll just make myself invisible for 2 minutes or something.
That's useful.
But you could use that for, you know, to do evil things. It would be fun to scare your friends.
It would be.
You could roll up on your motorcycle, but no one's driving it, or on your bicycle, ride through the park and be like, what's that?
That is kind of scary.
So if you used it for good or fun or to play a nice trick, that would be okay. But you could do bad things if you were invisible.
I just thought of another one,
what's
actually.
What's that? Oh, yeah.
One where I would forget something, maybe something unpleasant or not happy. I could just be like, that bad memory, I'm going to get rid of it.
You could just try hitting yourself on the head really hard.
No,
don't do that.
No?
That's a terrible, terrible idea. Don't do that. But that would be good, yeah. Mm. Something horrible that happened and, you know, you think about it too much. You get your heart broken. You can just erase that ex-boyfriend or whatever from your mind. That could be fun. All right, or you could turn him invisible and send him to another part of the world as a frog. Anyways, guys, what about you? This is a good question. If you could cast magic or make magic spells, what kind of magic, what kind of spell would you cast? And yes, why? Have a chat about that. And we'll see you soon.
Bye.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. During World War II, 4 children are sent away from their home in London to live in the countryside. Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy Pevensey live in an old house. One day, Lucy finds an old wardrobe and goes inside it. To her surprise, it's the entrance to a magical winter world. Lucy walks through the snow and finds a lamppost. There, she is greeted by Mr. Tumnus, a faun. He tells Lucy the evil white witch has cast a spell on the country, which is called Narnia. It will always be winter in Narnia while she's ruling the roost. When Lucy returns, she tells the others about Narnia, but they don't believe her. Later, however, Edmund also goes into the wardrobe. He meets a woman who calls herself the Queen. She feeds Edmund Turkish delight and tells him she'll make him a prince. The Queen asks him to bring his brother and sisters back to Narnia. Edmund agrees to do so.
Vocabulary Review.
Countryside. Rita likes to take trips to the countryside on weekends to enjoy the scenery. Entrance. There are several entrances to this large department store. Magical. The people in the village believe the old lady has magical powers. Greet. Workers greet people as they walk into this large department store. Prince. The next ruler of the UK will likely be Charles, who is currently the Prince of Wales.